NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. And then there were nine. That's the number of Republicans remaining in the race for president who faced off in a debate this morning in Iowa. The event was a special edition of ABC's This Week, moderated by its host, George Stephanopoulos. NPR's David Green was in Des Moines, where it took place, and joins me now. Hi there, David.
Hi there, Jackie.
So as we know, David, Iraq has really been the big issue on voters' minds. But I guess today the Republicans started out with abortion.
They did. George Stephanopoulos, the moderator, brought up the issue of abortion right from the start. And it's, of course, an issue that's very important to a lot of conservative voters. And what he asked was about this recorded phone call that Kansas Senator Sam Brownback's campaign has been sending to voters around the state on their voicemails and phones, criticizing former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and suggesting that he is not pro-life enough. And so that came up, and the two candidates got into a real discussion about it. And we have a little tape here. What you're going to hear is Brownback saying, you know, hey, everything that my campaign said was true, and you'll hear Romney defending himself.
Every piece of that is truthful.
Governor Romney.
YouTube and look for the governor, what he says himself.
Governor Romney,
you can go back to YouTube and look at what I said in 1994. I never said I was pro-choice, but my position was effectively pro-choice. I've said that time and time again. I changed my position. When I was governor and when I faced an issue of life or death, when the first time a bill came to my desk that related to the life of an unborn child, I came down on the side of life. And I put that in the Boston Globe and explained why. And I get tired of people who are holier than thou because they've been pro-life longer than I have.
Governor
Gee, David, that sounds like a real debate out there in Iowa.
It did, didn't it? I mean, some of these debates in this campaign, in this long campaign, have been pretty dry. And I think they're going to have to spice it up to keep voters' attention for so long. And they really allowed the candidates to get into some real back and forth this morning.
Let's move from abortion to foreign policy. To what degree did the candidates try to distance themselves from President Bush?
That's a good question. In fact, the Des Moines Register, the paper here, the big headline today was the challenge to GOP candidates, what to say about Bush. And the candidates don't like to bring up the name George W. Bush. When they bring up presidents, they often bring up the legacy of Ronald Reagan. But when it comes to policy, they don't distinguish themselves that much. And that was most clear when it comes to Iraq, and certainly above all with Arizona Senator John McCain, who is still talking about supporting the troop surge in Iraq, and as we hear here in this piece of tape, still supporting President Bush's policy.
We are winning. We must win. If we lose, there'll be catastrophic consequences and genocide, and we will be back. We are winning. We must win. And we will not set a date for surrender as the Democrats want us to.
Now, the one exception on the stage, Jackie, was Congressman Ron Paul, who has staked out a very clear position to end the war now. And this is what he had to say.
Just come home. We just marched in. We can just come home.
That's a position I heard Mr. Paul making on our network earlier this week. Who were the people applauding him in Iowa?
It's this phenomenon. He has a following on the internet, and he has a very well-organized group behind him around the country. They show up at debates like this. They show up holding posters even at events for other candidates. So it's interesting. No one expects Ron Paul to really make substantial gains in the polls. It would be a shock if he did. But on the internet and in this anti-war crowd in the Republican Party, he's got a huge, huge base.
There was one question, as I understand it, that was emailed in from a viewer, which was supposed to elicit a confessional moment, if you will. Tell us about it, would you?
Yeah, one viewer sent in an email saying that he's made mistakes in his life, and they turned out to be real defining moments, and he wanted to know what mistake each candidate made that could be called a defining moment. They had different answers. Tom Tancredo said that he didn't realize soon enough that Jesus Christ is his savior. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee talked about his health and he wished he had lost weight and taken care of his health earlier on. Now, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani didn't really answer the question, but it certainly was one of the funnier moments of the debate. Let's just listen to this.
A description of my mistakes in 30 seconds.
There you go.
Defining mistake, Mayor.
George, just one defining mistake. George, your father is a priest. I'm going to explain it to your father, not to you, okay?
That was good. David, we should note that even though there's been so much buzz around former Senator Fred Thompson, of course he wasn't there because he, seems unbelievable, still has not officially declared.
And unbelievable is right. Everyone is still waiting for if and when he will jump into the race and what's going to happen when he does.
The press is ahead of him here, I guess. NPR's David Green, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Jackie.